Handling the Phases of Animal Magnetism, an address by Professor Herman Hering. First citation is Manual Article 8, A Rule for Motives and Acts, Section 1. This prayer alone, if used, would be a great source of protection and guidance to right living. Mrs. Eddy defines watching as alertness to duty, and also awareness of danger. She refers to the fact that a faithful watchman would be especially awake to the efforts of the intruder at every possible point of entry. Second citation, Manual Article 8, Alertness to Duty, Section 6. Here we have a clear, definite statement that we must defend ourselves against definite evil influence. And it is evident that we should have in thought the need of definite defense. Mrs. Eddy did not mean just to repeat the words, but to realize the truth more and more clearly for a longer time. Repetition expands thought if this is done with an honest purpose. The Lord's Prayer, understood in its spiritual sense and given its spiritual version, can never be repeated too often for the benefit of all who, having ears, hear and understand. Christian Healing, page 15, line 28. Heading, Handling Matter. It is evident that all evil thinking, all mental malpractice occurs on the plane of belief in matter. Indeed, hypnotism cannot work except on the basis of matter. Consequently, the more clearly we know the unreality of matter, the less we are liable to be affected by mental malpractice and hypnotism. Mrs. Eddy once said that Christian scientists do not handle matter sufficiently. They are too glamoured by it. Later she said, Christian scientists should handle matter as matter, recognizing it as the claim of a material basis of existence and not as an entity. You command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. See Science and Health, page 403, line 14. If we try to work in matter with matter or for matter, we are working with mortal mind, which always results in discord. Thus, the handling of evil mind or mental malpractice definitely involves the destruction of matter, the basis upon which and through which it operates. Heading, God's Opposite. We can see that any mental dullness, darkness, forgetfulness, not to say indifference, apathy, indolence, is due plainly to what Mrs. Eddy calls God's opposite. We can readily see that in order to be clear, we have to remove this mental interference. Quote, mortals will lose their sense of mortality, disease, sickness, sin, and death in the proportion that they gain the sense of man's spiritual pre-existence as God's child, as the offspring of good and not of God's opposite, evil or a fallen man. Miscellaneous Writings, page 181-25. Subheading, Animal Magnetism. Our ability to think is our most precious possession. We should weigh our thoughts and avoid careless thinking. That which tries or seems to interfere with our prayers, our thinking, our healing, our spiritual growth, is what Mrs. Eddy terms animal magnetism. It responds in treatment better by that name than to any other. Quote, mesmerism is mortal, material illusion. Animal magnetism is the voluntary or involuntary action of error in all its forms. It is the human antipode or exact opposite of divine science. Science and Health, page 484, line 21. Dr. Chapman, professor of the Institutes and Practic of Psychic in the University of Pennsylvania, in a published essay said, "Consulting the records of our science, we cannot help being disgusted with the multitude of hypotheses obtruded upon us at different times." Science and Health, page 163. Handling animal magnetism, as we are instructed to do, means analyzing it to nothingness on the basis of the divine reality. Quote, "In a world of sin and sensuality, hastening to a greater development of power, it is wise earnestly to consider whether it is the human mind or the divine mind which is influencing one." Science and Health, page 82, line 31. Science is an emanation of divine mind and is alone able to interpret God aright. Science and Health, page 127. Only through Mrs. Eddy's writings can a full and complete view of the nature of evil be seen. Through these alone can we correct the belief in the supposed reality of matter, of mortal mind, of evil, which seems to interfere with our knowing what divine truth is, and thus be able to make a clear differentiation between the real and the unreal. Be sure to clearly see that animal magnetism, open quotes, is the human antipode of divine science. Science and Health, page 484, 23. Which means that it is the exact opposite of Christian science in principle, in substance, in law, in being, and in effect. It is important to handle the claim of animal magnetism, which tries to handle and disturb us by bringing about discordant conditions with patients, friends, etc., who seem close to us in thought. Consequently, we must clear up our attitude by knowing and declaring and establishing the law that no form of animal magnetism can talk to us in that way, knowing that we exist in mind and that we will not listen to arguments of error coming through persons and situations that we are interested in for the purpose of disturbing us. We must not lose sight of the fact that if we walk in the light, stay in the light, walk with God, living in the consciousness of divine truth and love, we will not experience discords of any sort. In other words, animal magnetism will not be able to bring about anything or do anything to us, because to us there really will be no animal magnetism. Quote, "The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth." Psalm 34, line 16. Heading, Mental Malpractice. Mrs. Eddy refers so much to malpractice that is very important for us to see that mental malpractice is the activity of evil thinking, and she classifies it as ignorant, unintentional malpractice and as malicious and intentional. The ignorant form includes the general condition of holding people in error without malice, such as interested and sympathetic friends, nurses, relations. When you hold anyone in error, you malpractice in some degree and make it difficult for him. Subheading, Malicious Malpractice. In handling malicious malpractice, the malice and hatred against the Christ truth must be destroyed, and we must lose our belief in it and our fear of it. This can be done by seeing that the reverse of error is true. Science and Health, page 442, line 18, as Mrs. Eddy says. Consequently, when malicious evil seems to be at work, we can see that its opposite, the infinity of good, is actually at work as well. God is always there first. Mrs. Eddy taught us the nature of evil mind so that we could understand it and protect ourselves and our patients from its illusion. Divine love is the most effective neutralizer of all malicious evil. The scientific uncovering of error as nothing is the handling of error. Take all the substance, mind, and law out of it. See that it has no medium or instrument, that it is not a lawmaker, that there is no such law, and that a law was never enacted. See that neither you nor the patient is under it. No malpractitioner ever made a law. No law can ever make 2 and 2 equal 5. Know that animal magnetism cannot enact laws of interference with truth, nor laws that will bring evil into operation. Heading: Handling False Laws. It is a duty to be a law to ourselves that divine principle alone governs us. That divine mind is our only consciousness. That divine spirit is our only substance. That divine soul is our only individuality. That divine life is our only existence. That divine truth is the only verity of our being. That divine love is our true, our only nature. Let no hour go by without identifying yourself with God. Do not forget the law of relapse return of old beliefs, the law that treatments are reversed, the laws against readers, churches, and all organizations, against reading rooms, lectures, work, the laws that aim to set Christian scientists against each other, produce discordant conditions, disrupt organization, the law that Christian science does not heal, that Christian scientists are subject to various poisons, and the law that tends to reverse the scientific statement of being. What do ye imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Naaman chapter 1 verse 9. Quote, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. Remember that Christian scientists do not suffer from disease, but from false law. Consequently, we need to establish the law of God, not forgetting that there are no laws of material medica, pathology, or any other that can darken our spiritual vision nor weaken our spiritual faith. Heading: Gleanings on Healing. It is evident that all bodily conditions, symptoms, nerves, irritation, mental disturbance, discordant experiences, events, etc., are due to hypnotism in some form. Do not fail to handle hypnotism, false psychology, spiritualism, astrology with its law of horoscope, theosophy, and all forms of occultism. Quote, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Matthew 6, verse 24. Only through radical reliance on truth can scientific healing power be realized. Science and Health, page 167, line 30. Quote, sickness, sin, and death must at length quail before the divine rights of intelligence. Then the power of mind over the entire functions and organs of the human system will be acknowledged. Science and Health, 384, line 30. It is important to know that there is no law of accumulation of malpractice. Evil mind does not believe it can do much with one treatment, so has enacted the law of accumulation, which is supposed to operate until there is enough power to strike a blow, as Mrs. Eddy once said. Accumulated ciphers have no more value than one cipher. There is a great need for handling scholastic theology, teaching as it does the divine imposition of sickness and disaster, that death is inevitable, and that it is an advantage. slow and stubborn cases are always due to malpractice, which gets in through some error believed, or perhaps to some temperamental tendency, fear, habit of thought, or disobedience, but always to a wrong sense of self and to unhandled fear. Reality is not real enough. Unreality is not unreal enough. Slow healing follows a lack of nearness to God, which involves not listening and not obeying. Quote, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, line 13. Metaphysically, this means that we cannot experience a greater error than the truth we have to meet it with. Quote, "Shepherd, show me how to go all the rugged way." Miscellaneous Writings, page 397. Quote, "Through the wholesome chastisements of love, we are helped onward in the march towards righteousness, peace, and purity, which are the landmarks of science. Beholding the infinite tasks of truth, we pause, wait on God. Then we push onward until boundless thought walks enraptured, and conception unconfined is winged to reach the divine glory." Science and Health, 323, line 6. "He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7. There shall no evil touch thee." Job chapter 5, verse 19. Many Christian Scientists would rather have you treat them for a headache than for malpractice, because they prefer to believe that they have a disease rather than that they are being fooled or mesmerized. Heading, Awakening. 9/10 of all your troubles are due to unhandled fear superinduced by mental malpractice. Do not merely believe the teachings, but put them into practice. It is never that we cannot, but just that we do not. Heading, Intelligent Recognition. Mental malpractice is endeavoring to ruin the Christian Science movement by preventing us from awakening to its claims. Its effort is to keep us from understanding Mrs. Eddy's teachings. We need to recognize the direct hypnotic work that seems to be going on, remembering that the hypnotist has said that he can hypnotize no one, he could only offer the suggestion, and the subject hypnotizes himself by accepting it. Truth alone uncovers error as error. Rise higher in spiritual consciousness. Be more faithful to your mental work. Work longer, clearer, work more for the establishment of truth, and handle the error which is coming to the surface only to be destroyed. Again, "See that ye be not troubled," Matthew 24, verse 6. Subheading, Denial Important. While Mrs. Eddy teaches the nature of truth and its healing power, she also teaches that the recognition of what is unreal and its definite denial is essential. Declaring the allness of truth without the denial of error, mistake, is dangerous because it may include everything as real. While the denial of error does not heal, it does clear the way, weakening the error so that it will give place to the truth already in consciousness. There is much evil at work which we must clear away, and it is necessary to do this clearing up according to Mrs. Eddy's way in order to produce the best effects upon the human mind and body. So long as we believe something to be real that is not real, we cannot correct it. Heading, God's Opposite. the opposite of truth and truth's law, the opposite of divine science, of power, of divine principle, of divine love, this opposite Mrs. Eddy calls animal magnetism. And it is the exact opposite of Christian science. It could do nothing of itself, but has to be put into seeming action through wrong believing. It is the seeming cause of discord of every nature. Animal magnetism is not merely a belief that there is materiality, but includes the belief of law, which causes disease, belief in atomic aggregation, the belief in morbific conditions, belief that there are such things as bacteria, germs, etc., and in the belief in chemical and pathological reactions. Consequently, we must know that animal magnetism cannot produce conditions in organs, functions, nerves, circulation, assimilation, or elimination that can operate to cause disease, which is always animal magnetism and must be treated as such. Heading: Composition of Matter. There could be no disease or misery of any kind except for the belief of the reality of matter. All through Mrs. Eddy's writings, she emphasizes the need of seeing the nothingness of matter, and it is a great help in unseeing matter to analyze it and uncover its so-called composition. Physical science, through various stages, has arrived at the conclusion that matter is wholly electricity, which is therefore the very composition of material existence, with all its stresses and strains. And Christian science teaches that electricity is the least material form of elusive consciousness. See Science and Health, page 293. Consequently, matter is wholly mental, and hence atomic force, atomic aggregation, and accumulation, all material law and action are mental. Mrs. Eddy has warned us to handle electrocution as a claim. Quote, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven." Luke 10:17. Quote, "Electricity is not a vital fluid, but the least material form of elusive consciousness. The material mindlessness, which forms no link between matter and mind, and which destroys itself. Electricity is the sharp surplus of materiality, which counterfeits the true essence of spirituality or truth. The great difference being that electricity is not intelligence, while spiritual truth is mind." Science and Health, page 293. Quote, "Who that has felt the perilous beliefs in life, substance, and intelligence separated from God can say that there is no error of belief. Knowing the claim of animal magnetism that all evil combines in the belief of life, substance, and intelligence in matter, electricity, animal nature, and organic life, who will deny that these are the errors which truth must and will annihilate?" Science and Health, page 450, line 72. Mortal mind, matter, and evil are all forms of electricity and are thus forms of elusive consciousness. When we can reduce matter to elusive consciousness and its forms to forms of nothingness, we make great progress in unseeing matter. Quote, "Matter is an error of statement." Science and Health, page 277. Then, atomic aggregation is an aggregation of error of statement. Aggregation of error of statement is a mistake. Consequently, matter is a mistake. Seeing this point enables one to destroy the belief. The infection, contagion, poisoning, matter discords are nothing but mental suggestion, mere impressions. The law of accumulation should be seen as a false law about false substance. It is consequently unreal and powerless. Heading: Poisons. Poisons are fundamentally matter beliefs, although there is also mental poison which taints and destroys purity, physical and mental. Material poisons are animal, vegetable, and mineral, and may be physically or mentally administered. Mental poisons include the physical results of immorality, sexuality, etc. Malignant conditions of all sorts are due mainly to septic producing putrefaction poisoning and the development of septic bacteria. Mrs. Eddy's teaching is that we must not only deny the general belief that there is such a thing as poison, but know that there is no such germ, no such bacteria, no such life, no such infection, and that animal magnetism cannot use such means of producing such conditions. In other words, blot out the whole thing as completely impossible. Hypnotism. As has been said already, the hypnotist makes the suggestion, and we hypnotize ourselves by believing the suggestion. This means that we need to recognize the quality of our human thought, and through the knowing of the divine mind, work for the illumination of that thought, and thus begin the work of transformation through the renewing of the mind. Material law. We suffer much from the claim of law, for everything mortal and material is imposed upon mortals through law and as law. We are supposed to be under the power of law in everything. Quote, the definitions of material law, as given by natural science, represent a kingdom necessarily divided against itself, because these definitions portray law as physical, not spiritual. Therefore, they contradict the divine decrees and violate the law of love, in which nature and God are one, and the natural order of heaven comes down to earth. Science and Health, page 118, line 26. Quote, by universal consent, mortal belief has constituted itself a law to bind mortals to sickness, sin, and death. This customary belief is misnamed material law, and the individual who upholds it is mistaken in theory and in practice. The so-called law of mortal mind, conjectural and speculative, is made void by the law of immortal mind, and false law should be trampled underfoot. Science and Health, 229.15. Quote, you must feel and know that God alone governs man, that his government is harmonious, that he is too pure to behold iniquity, and divides his power with nothing, evil or material, that material laws are only human beliefs, which govern mortals wrongfully. These beliefs arise from the subjective states of thought, producing the beliefs of a mortal material universe, so-called, and of material disease and mortality. Rudimental Divine Science, page 10, line 5. Since there is but one absolute law, the law of divine principle, we need to see the falsity of its counterfeit or perversion, namely matter laws that claim to oppose spiritual law. Also laws of fatalism, such as are included in spiritualism, false theology, occultism, and so on. Christian scientists know more about spiritualism, theosophy, Hinduism, necromancy, astrology, and esoteric magic than all these adepts and believers, because we know the nothingness of the whole claim, and they do not. We know God. Quote, as named in Christian science, animal magnetism or hypnotism is the specific term for error or mortal mind. It is the false belief that mind is in matter, and is both evil and good. That evil is as real as good and more powerful. This belief has not one quality of truth. It is either ignorant or malicious. Sanson Health 103, line 18. Quote, mesmerism is mortal material illusion. Animal magnetism is the voluntary or involuntary action of error in all its forms. It is the human antipode of divine science. Sanson Health 484, line 21. Heading, animal magnetism is the antipode of divine science. Hence, everything that is the opposite of Christian science and its teachings is animal magnetism. Mrs. Eddy once asked how often AM should be handled, and she replied, 3 times a day and all the time in between. I have repeatedly admonished you not to let 1 half hour go by without identifying yourselves with God. Since AM comprises so many elements and phases, the thorough handling of it, as you have been taught, cannot always be done by general work. Specific handling is required. You cannot always break a faggot of sticks by breaking the bundle. Sometimes you must break each stick separately. The name of animal magnetism is as useful in identifying evil as is the use of your name in identifying you at the bank. Holding error in others is malpractice and naturally harms them unless they know what to do with the suggestion. It is bad enough to hold scientists in error and thus make their healing more difficult, but it is worse to hold non-scientists in error, for they do not recognize the cause of the increased difficulty. The evil thinker is eventually harmed more than the one about whom he thinks. All suffering of Christian scientists is due to malpractice believed in by the individual. Malicious animal magnetism. Malicious animal magnetism is the natural hatred of the Christ. The natural opposite of love is hate. All evil, all error, has to be declared by some personality in order to impress it upon human consciousness, proof that its power is artificial. It is put into action through being argued by one individual and believed in by another individual. Just as perfect love casteth out fear, so perfect mind casts out false believing. Divine love realized and applied by spiritual consciousness alone handles animal magnetism and malicious animal magnetism successfully. It is very helpful to mentally entertain the attributes of divine love, such as justice, mercy, wisdom, goodness, forgiveness, patience, gentleness, kindness, and so on. And this activity will result in an uplifted consciousness where spiritual light and consciousness of love will be experienced. This exalted state, however, will last only in the degree that a permanent change in consciousness has been effected. Essential work. Working out our own salvation involves, therefore, knowing truth clearly, recognizing error clearly, correcting the error with truth, and establishing a spiritual consciousness with harmony. This does not mean just to throw a bit of truth at the error, but to correct the error with a knowing of its exact opposite. Mrs. Eddy said, Christian science is an exact science, and it must be stated and applied exactly. This means that we must be accurate and apply the exact truth of which the error is the reverse. The treatment, which is your work, is not over until you have a clear consciousness of spiritual harmony. Of first importance comes the analysis of animal magnetism into its nothingness on the basis of divine truth. This should be done thoroughly and frequently, not merely to belittle it, but to annihilate it. Next in importance comes the handling of its phases and forms. Third, separating animal magnetism definitely from ourselves, be sure that we are not animal magnetism, that we are not in error. Next comes the handling of the possible channels through which it handles us. A. Material birth, education, environment. Animal magnetism uses the claim of material birth persistently. B. Mental character, temperament, habits and tendencies. C. Indulgence in evil thinking, including sin. D. Specific weakness, symptoms, and other arguments involving fear. After making some progress, try to hold your ground. When you have removed scum while boiling jelly, you do not pour it back into the jelly again. We must see that our individuality depends not on matter conditions, but upon God alone. Through handling animal magnetism thus, on the basis of reality and unreality, clarifies consciousness, brings us nearer to God, enables us to identify ourselves with Him, to be conscious of our real selfhood, and thus to demonstrate and establish harmony. Do more direct work in erasing error. We use an eraser to erase wrong figures. Similarly, we need to erase metaphysically the specific error in a case. Sometimes it is necessary to give longer treatments. It would be gratifying if all our work was done instantaneously. But if this does not result, more work is needed to clear our own thought, even if it takes hours. Heading: Veil of Matter. In brief, then, it is the veil of matter that hides spiritual reality, and we need to rend this veil in order to behold, to become conscious of truth. This involves the handling of matter, not only its denial and its analysis into nothingness, which is Mrs. Eddy's way of handling it. Because of the persuasive glamour of matter, this work is not easy and must be done thoroughly and persistently. Look up the definition of glamour. Root word is corrupt, magic, a spell or charm, as one which deceives the sight, enticing charm, to bewitch, fascinate, enchantment, allure. Matter is the substratum of mortal mind. It is the claim of substance. Indeed, it is the substance of animal magnetism and must be dealt with as such. Heading: Animal Magnetism, the Veil. It is very helpful, as Mrs. Eddy says, that animal magnetism is the human antipode of divine science. Science and Health, page 484, line 25. Which virtually means that animal magnetism is the opposite of teaching Christian science. By seeing this point clearly, and by destroying the claims of animal magnetism, we rend the veil of animal magnetism, which is the veil of the flesh, and see that Christian science is the true saviour. It is Christian science, therefore, that handles animal magnetism, destroys the belief in matter and mortal mind, and thus rends the veil, and enables one to get a clearer vision of spiritual truth. An outstanding form of animal magnetism in the way of a veil is fear, which is one of the main phases of animal magnetism that causes the veil. Fear not only hides the lie, but it is a very coloured screen or intermediary, presenting a very perverted, distorted, exaggerated concept of reality. It seems to present all kinds of terrifying arguments. What shall we do? When we eat and drink, do we not endeavour to be intelligent, making sure that what we partake of is normal and wholesome before we partake? Why not make sure then, as we are qualified to do, whether arguments are true or not before we believe them? Christian science teaches that fear is really a lie, for it is always unsubstantial and about that which is unreal. It is a falsity about the infinity of good. the omnipotence of love. Since animal magnetism presents a counterfeit existence involving a matter presentation of existence, which is essentially finite and mortal, rending the veil means therefore to handle animal magnetism. Heading, corporeal sense. What Mrs. Eddy says about the corporeal senses is very significant. Mind is the master of the corporeal senses and can conquer sickness, sin, and death. Exercise this God-given authority. Take possession of your body and govern its feeling and action. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. See Science and Health, page 393, line 8. The corporeal senses are the only source of evil or error. Christian Science shows them to be false because matter has no sensation, and no organic construction can give it hearing and sight, nor make it the medium of mind. Science and Health, page 489, line 24. Since it is evident that this claim of corporeal sense must be handled, the references to spiritual sense should be studied so that we can see how truth is perceived. You never see truth through corporeal sense, but only through spiritual sense. Heading, infinity should be recognized. Since everything that material sense cognizes is finite, it is a great help to study infinity, because infinity is the nature of reality. Heading, spiritual substance. Again, seeing the substance of spirit, which Christian Science teaches, helps us to unsee the claim of the substance of matter, which is the primitive belief of mortal mind. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal, 2 Corinthians 4:18. These are always helpful. Also look at, quote, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment, John 7, line 24. Serpent. Study Mrs. Eddy's definition of serpent, which she defines as the first lie of limitation. Science and Health 594, line 4. In conversation, she once referred to the serpent as corporeal sense, and also said that nerves are the talking serpent. Look up the term serpent in both concordances. Heading, handling the serpent. We need to see that this serpent is the veil that has to be handled or lifted, and this involves handling animal magnetism. Quote, the argument of the serpent in the allegory, ye shall be as gods, urges through every avenue the belief that soul is in body, and that infinite spirit and life is in finite forms. Science and Health, page 280, line 24. Quote, from first to last, the supposed existence of mind and matter and the mingling of good and evil have resulted from the philosophy of the serpent. Science and Health, line, page 269, line 3. Jesus told his disciples that they must take up serpents and taught them how to handle serpents unharmed. There is no recoil or rebound if practitioners are sufficiently clear on unreality. A Christian Science demonstration not only proves the truth, but establishes the truth. Therefore, a true demonstration is really the establishment of harmony. Mrs. Eddy teaches us the successful method of handling the serpent, mortal mind, mesmerism, animal magnetism through her writings. Heading, love handles the serpent. Mrs. Eddy has often referred to the fact that divine love alone heals. Hence, we need to remain in the consciousness of that love when we are endeavoring to destroy the serpent. We cannot handle error when we delve into its mire by believing it. We must remain with God in consciousness as closely as possible, so as to have a clear perspective of this error and see it at its true value. Quote, "A lie, a liar, and the father of it," as Jesus said in John 8, verse 24. Heading, Transformation. The work of rending the veil, as Christian Science teaches, is therefore, as St. Paul says substantially, a process of transforming consciousness by the renewing of the mind. This transforming process is aptly and clearly laid before us in Science and Health on page 115, line 12. This shows the change that takes place in the human consciousness, the change from a belief of mortal mind to the understanding of divine mind. When studying this, it is helpful to note the marginal headings. Here you see how the veil is removed. Mrs. Eddy said, quote, "Remember that your treatment is reversed before it is given." She referred to specific laws of mental malpractice. She also said we need to protect our treatments at the beginning and end by knowing that the effect of the treatments cannot be reversed and that they do bear fruit after their kind. Isaiah 55, verse 11. Owing to the arguments to the contrary, we need to know that we have been taught Christian Science, that we do understand it, and that this knowing cannot be taken away from us, cannot be darkened or confused. Seeing Mrs. Eddy and Christian Science rightly, and Jesus' part in this, always clarifies thought. The argument of reluctance needs to be recognized and handled specifically. It is the result of listening to the talking serpent. Material sense then needs to be handled specifically, which involves recognizing the reluctance as unreal and the belief in matter as an illusion. Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "Reason is the most active human faculty." Science and Health, page 327, line 29. Since man possesses that faculty, it is possible for truth to be presented and comprehended through analysis and argument. This is why Mrs. Eddy teaches both argument and analysis. Scientific argument invariably clears the thought, and for this reason, analyzing mortal mind, animal magnetism, error, in such a way as to see the falsity of its claims is so helpful. The tenacity of inherited and educated beliefs must be broken down by very persistently analyzing, declaring, reiterating, knowing the spiritual facts, and holding firmly to truth. This scientific process brings spiritual clarity of vision in the degree that the veil of matter is dispelled, and as a result we shall rise to the spiritual heights where we shall reflect divine truth. See Revelation chapter 2, verse 17 and 21, 3-12. These passages refer to the new name, which shows that malpractitioners do not know you. They walk on a straw man only. Quote, "You will also learn that in science there is no transfer of evil suggestions from one mortal mind to another. There is but one mind, and this ever-present omnipotent mind is reflected by man and governs the entire universe." Science and Health, 496, line 1. Quote, "Christian scientists, be a law unto yourselves that mental malpractice cannot harm you either when asleep or when awake." Quote, "The transfer of thought from one erring mortal mind to another, science renders impossible." See Science and Health, page 211, line 21. "Just as we are not afraid that someone's nose will be transferred to our face, so we need not be afraid of their thoughts being transferred either. There is greater reason today than ever before for Christian scientists to be wide awake. Worldliness feels encouraged that it has darkened Christian scientists and caused them to lose the keen spiritual alertness that is essential to growth in Christian science. Heading, Analyze Infinity. Even a brief analysis of infinity will help us to see more clearly that God is right here and now. We must lose the sense that everything good is absent or is only somewhere else. Infinity means omnipresence, everywhereness. We cannot grasp infinity through a finite sense. We must clear our thought regarding finiteness in order that we may grow spiritually. This will help us to see the falsity of that which tends to obstruct and hinder the truth and keep us blindfolded to it. Heading, Animal Magnetism. Mrs. Eddy did not coin the term animal magnetism. It was revealed to her that this was a descriptive name for the natural opposite of real being. It is the reverse of Christian science from every angle. We must cultivate the habit of recognizing error as error. It is helpful to check up on the physical senses at times and see that they are just five liars. Then, on the basis of truth, we can say with Jesus, quote, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Because of the peculiar makeup of mortals, the complete change of attitude does not come at once. This requires steady work. Or we need to be transformed, although we get glimpses, and healing takes place occasionally. One of the three daily prayers in the manual refers to the handling of aggressive mental suggestion. This shows what we have to do in order to be governed only by the irresistible attraction of spirit. Heading, Right Consciousness, quote, "Real consciousness is cognizant only of the things of God," Science and Health, page 276, line 10. Holding this before us will help to purify our thought and prevent error from developing in it. We must and can clear out of our consciousness any and all prenatal mesmerism and educational contamination so as to see that we are born anew of spirit and are inspired by divine truth, life, and love. We should work faithfully against the errors of mortal mind, education, association, and environment, all of which are contrary to Christian science. A Christian scientist thinks only of what is good and true and right. The unreality of the past, of chronic and acute beliefs of causation, and of involved conditions, and sees that they are all ciphers. We must do more than just make statements. We have to act accordingly. If we are clear about the false nature of the arguments of discord, they will fall away from us for lack of support. Three times in her writings, Mrs. Eddy uses the phrase, never born and never dying. The understanding of this is a great help. If you believe that an accident happened, the healing will be quick if you actually see that it never happened. We cannot have any effect from an experience that never occurred. The more scientific our statements, the more power they have. Error can use us only through some remnant of a belief still held in thought. Heading, Dangers. One of the greatest dangers and evils of today is occultism, hidden ways of committing iniquity, and its allied beliefs of animal magnetism, mesmerism, hypnotism, spiritualism, theosophy, necromancy, esoteric magic, witchcraft, and diabolism of all sorts. All these are named in Mrs. Eddy's writings and must be seen as merely elements of mortal mind. If we have ever dabbled in any of them, there must be a remnant of belief left in our thought, which the pressures of evil mind can reach and use us. Watch willpower and see if you are trying to bring things about. Quote, in a world of sin and sensuality, hastening to a greater development of power, it is wise earnestly to consider whether it is the human mind or the divine mind which is influencing one. Science and Health, page 82, line 31. Quote, any hypnotic power you may exercise will diminish your ability to become a scientist and vice versa. The act of healing the sick through divine mind alone, of casting out error with truth, shows your position as a Christian scientist. Science and Health, page 181, line 31. One danger of theosophy is that it claims to be able to bring about events. We need to know that God, divine mind, is the only causation. Watch carefully what it is that impels us to think, plan, or do anything. Be sure to be inspired by divine love. We cannot afford to be influenced by anything else. We need to free ourselves from the suggestions of mortal mind, rise above them, and see the falsity of the malicious mind movements that are at work. It is necessary to recognize the evil that opposed Jesus, that opposed the development of Christianity, that influenced Constantine to debase and vitiate the origin of the Church of spiritual Christianity, and to recognize the evil that opposed Mrs. Eddy from the beginning, that tried and is still trying to discredit her and to interfere with and hamper all her institutions, to lower their spiritual standard and prevent successful activity and the carrying out of her ideals. You will see that from Abraham's time, the activity of evil paralleled the development of good, and this has continued to date. Evil is the reverse of good, and therefore is really powerless and can do nothing. But we need to see what it claims to be able to do, and then unsee it. Christian scientists never suffer from disease. Mrs. Eddy says, there is no disease. Their troubles are always due to malpractice indulged in by themselves or others, and therefore are the result of an accumulation of unhandled errors. Mrs. Eddy expected students not only to demonstrate and establish truth in themselves, but also to handle the general claims of animal magnetism, and to analyze their own mental qualities and correct their personal errors. This means to do thorough metaphysical house cleaning. Heading, persistence. It is important to bear in mind the very fixed nature of our concept of human existence, the seeming substance and power of matter, the habits and nature of material living, and the stubbornness of this concept when we try to change it. What have we to do with thee? On account of the resistance to changing the quality of our mortal consciousness and the substance and persistence of its beliefs, we need to be very definite and persistent in our application of spiritual truth in order to bring about a change in the quality of our thinking. Mrs. Eddy frequently said that we should hold in statements of truth and deny error, not for minutes only, but for hours. Last year, I called your attention to the fact that it was expected that the prayer from the manual and some prayer that Mrs. Eddy gave should be repeated and held to for 15 minutes. I know of instances where Mrs. Eddy expected workers to hold certain thoughts of truth for hours. You have to handle fear as long as you have to handle mortal mind. So long as you eat, sleep, etc., you have to handle fear. Man cannot fear, was never born in fear, does not exist in fear, and fear is no part of his consciousness. Resistance. It is not God who prevents us from dwelling in the consciousness of truth. It is God's opposite, animal magnetism. The handling of animal magnetism and the declaring that we can think the truth and know it is vital. The persistence of the claims of matter, of mortal mind, the carnal mind, animal magnetism, is that which darkens our sense and beclouds our vision. And this resistance to truth must be broken down. While we all make an effort to get hold of and hold on to a lifeline when in evident danger, yet it is the regular daily work that we do for ourselves that is spiritualizing thought that enables us to know that there is a lifeline and gives us strength to hold on to it. Heading: Animal Magnetism. The dictionary definition of animal is very enlightening. Animal magnetism means mesmerism, hypnotism, hypnotic power to attract, power to gain the affections. Quote, when our laws eventually take cognizance of mental crime and no longer apply legal rulings wholly to physical offences, these words of Judge Parmenter of Boston will become historic. Quote, I see no reason why metaphysics is not as important to medicine as to mechanics or mathematics. Science and Health, page 105, line 16. Quote, whosoever uses his developed mental powers like an escaped felon to commit fresh atrocities as opportunity occurs is never safe. God will arrest him. Divine justice will manacle him. Science and Health, page 105, line 22. Quote, animal magnetism is the voluntary or involuntary action of error in all its forms. It is the human antipode of divine science. Science must triumph over material sense and truth over error, thus putting an end to the hypotheses involved in all false theories and practices. Science and Health, page 484, line 21. Quote, the mild forms of animal magnetism are disappearing, and its aggressive features are coming to the front. The looms of crime, hidden in the dark recesses of mortal thought, are every hour weaving webs more complicated and subtle. So secret are the present methods of animal magnetism that they ensnare the age into indolence and produce the very apathy on the subject which the criminal desires. Science and Health, 102, line 16. Quote, Christian science goes to the bottom of mental action and reveals the theodicy which indicates the rightness of all divine action as emanation of divine mind and the consequent wrongness of the opposite so-called action, evil, occultism, necromancy, mesmerism, animal magnetism, hypnotism. Science and Health, page 104, line 13. Animal magnetism is also the belief of life, truth, intelligence, and substance in matter. It includes all material existence, the Adam creation, the second record in Genesis. Animal magnetism is another name for mortal mind. By using the term animal magnetism, you are naming the error directly, and it responds better. Through the physical senses, we get a physical concept or impression, which is really not actual any more than that there is a blue object when we look through blue glasses. Therefore, there is no matter, no mortal or material mind, no material existence. It is just a concept. It is just animal magnetism. Review the forms of animal magnetism occasionally, especially false theology, which claims the account for our beginning and ending, and much that goes on in between. Handle theosophy daily, for it claims to be able to bring about events and make real that which is not real. Handle astrology, including the horoscope, and know that God governs every event of our careers. Quote, animal magnetism always works through hypnotism, therefore all the effects are just mesmerism or illusion. Know also that there is no law of poison, either physical or mental. Poisoning is mental suggestion, no matter what it may seem to be. The handling of animal magnetism is therefore fundamentally the analysis and overcoming of the claim of matter and evil mind, the Adam creation. This is done on the basis of truth by knowing what is real. Just declaring in our work that animal magnetism is nothingness, that it is no part of us, is not enough. We must analyze it into its native constituents and see their nothingness, as referred to in the Faggot method, and dwell in thought of truth and in unseeing of error until we are clear. Fear likewise is handled only by the Faggot process, reducing it to nothingness analytically, and thus becoming actually conscious of the allness of truth and love. It is well also to handle the past very thoroughly, including inherited and educated tendencies. Letting material things and events hinder our progress in science is the trick of the devil to keep us chasing after matter. All our troubles are due to our being mesmerized. We must know and declare frequently that we are not mesmerized, not hypnotized, not magnetized, but governed solely by divine mind, and see that this is the only mind, hence the only real consciousness. This closes the door through which error would come to us. Heading Protection. Quote, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before us. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. Quote, "The righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God for ever and ever." Psalm 52, line 6. Quote, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people." Exodus 13, line 21. Quote, "The history of Christianity furnishes sublime proofs of the supporting influence and protecting power bestowed on man by his heavenly Father, omnipotent mind, who gives man faith and understanding whereby to defend himself, not only from temptation, but from bodily suffering." Science and Health, page 387, line 27. Quote, "The three great verities of spirit, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience, spirit possessing all power, filling all space, constituting all science, contradict forever the belief that matter can be actual." Science and Health, 109, line 32. "Work until you see and are convinced that there is nothing to be protected from. Only while we are believing there is an evil power are we in need of protection. Accidents are being argued specifically and are the result of hypnotism. We must not expect accidents, but recognize that the error argues accidents. If we are on a right, useful mission, we have a right to expect protection. There is but one harmonious government, one mind, one law. True law is God's law. Therefore, there is no other law. Our knowing the multiplication table protects us against mathematical mistakes. Knowing divine principle protects us from human mistakes."